The ordinance known as communion is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and usually begins at verse 23 and goes through verse 27. Yet the important part of this instruction given by Shaul, also known as Paul, actually begins in verse 17, whereby he first states, "But in giving you this next instruction, I do not praise you, because when you met together, it does more harm than good." Shaul is not happy with what he has heard, in essence dealing with the issue of people coming together as a congregation for a meal. Verse 18, "For in the first place, I hear that when you gather together as a congregation, you divide up into cliques, and to a degree I believe it." Verse 20, "Thus when you gather together, it is not to eat a meal of the Lord, because as you eat your meal, each one goes ahead on his own, so that one stays hungry while another is already drunk." Shaul is saying, you are not really getting together to share a meal as a congregation. You are not displaying a messianic mindset when you come together. The bar is set higher for us as believers. When we come together as a community, we should exhibit the mind of Messiah in how we act towards each other. The Sabbath meal is a time of family, but also of friends who are invited to bring in the Sabbath together. Likewise, Shaul's words should resonate amongst all believers. Please keep in mind verses 26 and 27. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the Lord's bread or drinks the Lord's cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of desecrating the body and the blood of the Lord." As a congregation, we come together after service for a meal on Shabbat, doing Kiddush, thus setting our Sabbath meal apart from all other ordinary meals. Through Kiddush, we remember all that Messiah did for us and give thanks to Adonai for those provisions that we are about to enjoy on Shabbat. After the meal, the majority of people will stay for Torah study. As a congregation, we spend nearly 6 hours together. As often as we have a meal together, we are to remember Yeshua. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.